This month, we are journeying with Jesus to the cross, looking at a few different scenes in the Gospels. In our podcast, we will be having some times of gospel contemplation and imaginative prayer with the passages that we look at on Sunday. This type of prayer is a way of encountering God in the scripture, taking a moment in the passages to meet with Jesus and be with him there, and see what God might want to show you during this time of prayer with the scripture. Today we will be in John 2, looking at the story of water turned into wine, Jesus' very first miracle. Before we begin, just take a moment and allow yourself to become comfortable in whatever space you are in. Whether that's closing your eyes or leaving them open, just allow your mind to settle. Set your thoughts to the side and take a moment to focus on God present with you in this moment and time of prayer. Now let's familiarize ourselves with the passage. I will be reading from John 2, verses 1 through 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Just take a moment to pause with God. Allow him to look at you and be with you in any way that he wants as you think through that passage. And now take a moment to imagine the scene of the wedding. Place yourself in that scene. Where are you? Are you one of the guests at the wedding? Are you a disciple of Jesus there with him? Perhaps there with his mother? Just allow yourself to see yourself in that moment. And now watch the interaction between Jesus and his mother when she tells him that there's no more wine. And he asks, "Why do you involve me? My hour has not yet come." What do you think was her reaction and his? And now as you're there in that scene, the wedding celebration is still going on. Perhaps it's noisy. Maybe there's dancing. See Jesus go over to the servants and tell him to fill those really large jars. Watch the servants fill them up with water. It's a lot of water. It takes some time. Now imagine what it was like for the master of the banquet to take a drink of that water that's been turned into wine. How do you think he reacted? He didn't realize where it had come from, but it was the best he had tasted. But the servants knew, and the disciples knew, what had just happened. How do you think they felt? How would you feel there watching, seeing for the first time a miracle happen before your eyes? Who is this Jesus? Who is Jesus for you? In this scene, Jesus for the first time revealed his glory. It says his disciples believed in him upon seeing that. Where are you longing for Jesus to reveal his glory in your life? Where do you need his redemption, his cleansing blood, his fresh wine to fill you and meet you today? Take one more moment with this passage. What might Jesus be saying to you? What part of this scene and this scripture is the Holy Spirit highlighting to you, to your heart today? May you go out in the joy of the Lord into the rest of your day, knowing that he wants to come and bring water into wine, bring joyful moments into our lives. Jesus came to bring new life. Blessings.